Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The word of the Lord. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, soon bears us all away. We fly, forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. Remember that verse from Isaac Watts' very familiar hymn, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past"? That's a poem he penned based on Psalm 90 that we've read here. He wrote it hundreds of years ago, and I would propose life and the pace of life flows even quicker today for you and me than it ever has before in human history. Think back over the year just ending. Yes, there may have been a day or two along the way that could not have ended fast enough, but for the most part, as you look back over 2015. Does it not already, at this moment, seem like just a blink, just a blip on the screen? You and I are more time conscious. Or maybe better said, it would be that you and I are more passage of time conscious than at the New Year's holiday day, than likely any other time of the year. And you and I, we hear God's call in His Word to be more conscious of the way we spend our days. The accounting for our minutes, our days, our years, as measured by His Word, His directives and His will, spoken through that Word. You and I, we recognize that we're challenged on a daily basis. And we might not always realize that when we sing a psalm like Psalm 90, as we were singing those words as the psalm of the day, we were praying. We were earnestly asking of God that He teach us to number each one of our days correctly. And note what we asked would be the result, that by such numbering, we would gain wisdom. A heart of wisdom. Now that's a challenge, isn't it? Where do you usually gain your wisdom? If you follow Moses' recipe here in these verses, it comes through experience, doesn't it? Asking God to give you the ability to focus on the way you're spending your life moment to moment so that you are more conscious, more intentional, more aware of the choices that you're making and how you are affording your very valuable resource of time to the priorities of your life. That's no easy, simple thing, is it? You and I take a step back from our lives at God's request in verses such as this, and we come to realize we are so very easily distracted day to day. To truly accomplish every day, following God's will as we've asked Him to guide us to hear it and see it and do it in these verses. Every single day, conscious, deliberate management of our time, prioritizing the use of our life and its days and hours to God's glory, to the benefit of ours, to the service of a sinful world that desperately needs to hear of God's love and forgiveness. We hear verses like this on a night like this, and we come to the realization we are so very easily distracted. It's likely that we can't keep that focus even for as long as this sermon lasts, quite frankly, for me as well as for you. And whether you establish this as one of your resolutions for the coming year, to be more conscious of time, your use of your time, your management of time, and your wasting of time, the reality is, it's a Herculean struggle for you and me to be that conscious, to be that deliberate. And that leads most of us to another unavoidable element of this particular conversation: regret. When you and I look back over a year like the one that has just passed, when we look back over a decade perhaps, or another era of our lives that we're measuring by the ending of this year, it is so easy to see all the failures. It's so easy to see all the things that we didn't do that we wanted to do. The promises that we did not keep to people we dearly loved or who were very important in our lives for other reasons. Failures at work, failures in organizations that we voluntarily joined and committed ourselves to. The many different ways that we have failed to stay focused on what we ourselves have admitted and committed to being important in our lives. The passage of time and the acknowledgement of the passage of time so easily and so often leads to regret. What an important realization it becomes then to know that the one to whom we pray, asking for guidance in better accounting of our time and greater wisdom in using our time well, that He entered into our reality and enslaved Himself in His humiliation to our challenge with time. We watch Him in His ministry and we realize there were so many people seeking so many things from Him that there weren't enough moments in a day. But that didn't lead Him to regret, because He never wasted a moment. There were times His family was so concerned about His focus, His intensity in regard to the prioritization of His time, because He wouldn't sleep, He wouldn't eat properly. They thought He was going mad, and they tried to intervene. The disciples on occasion would be amazed how Jesus could be so completely exhausted, worn out, that He would send them on. But when they would return to Him, as they did after a lengthy conversation with a woman at a well at a place called Sychar, and He was energized again, even though He had not slept and He had not eaten, He said to them, "I have food to eat that you know not of." And that realization that He was saying ultimately, being actualized, energized by the purposes of God in our lives, in our days, that there's energy, that there's hope, that there's focus anew in following the pattern of the one who has been perfect for us. But there's the challenge, isn't it? We know He managed His time perfectly in our place. He faced every temptation of distraction and uncertainty that we face, yet He was holy and perfect and was able, through His sacrifice on the cross, a voluntary offering of His life into death as the payment for those sins and every other sin, He's given you and me the perfection to cover over all of our sins regarding our time management. And so regret should fly away. And every day, hearing words like this, being focused on these issues, you and I should be overjoyed that a new sunrise means a slate wiped clean with a new day in front of us to serve our God in happiness and joy. And why not a whole new year as that day dawns tomorrow on 2016? To follow these words of Moses, a man who wrote 3,500 years ago, a reality that as we read it, we say, oh yeah, he's got it pegged. Ultimately, God would have us live every one of our days as faithfully as if we knew it were our last day. Are you ready to begin 2016 with such an attitude? Are you willing to move time awareness and time management up your life priority list? In honesty, I would have to say most of the people I've encountered in the last 30 years or so that had that kind of focus on life had that focus because they knew their days on this earth were numbered. That whether it was disease or age or some other issue, they knew their time was not indefinite. And so they treasured moments with loved ones. They treasured opportunities to share faith and perspective, to speak sometimes a corrective word to someone they would have resisted doing that if they weren't in a circumstance where they knew how important it was to seize that opportunity that day because they might not have it again. To speak a corrective word of God that pointed out sin, but also pointed to the answer to that sin and an encouragement to live God's will in the days to come. Perhaps you and I have no idea how indefinite our future truly is, and that we're just ordinary folks living ordinary lives with the day-to-day realities that challenge us and tempt us to all the distractions we've already discussed. But God invites us through these words this evening to see a different reality and to see joy and purpose through pursuing that reality. Very often we sit in worship and sing the psalms printed on the page and join in the responses of the prayers laid out for us in a worship folder. Do we always mean everything we say? Have we always thought through every single word to which we have added our amen, so shall it be? Do we always engage mind and heart and soul fully in these concepts and these requests flowing over our lips so that we are committed to our side of every petition we place before God's throne? You and I both know the answer is not always, not every time. Well, this evening, on this New Year's Eve, you have sung a psalm and you have made a request of your Heavenly Father. Whether you were completely engaged in the moment or not, it still is a prayer He has heard and that He intends to answer. This New Year's Eve, you and I have gathered here for an hour to ask the Lord's blessing upon a new year unfolding in front of us. We have confessed the sins of the past year. We've heard God speak His forgiveness to us, but we also have prepared our hearts, our souls, to receive the body and blood of Christ as God's pledge, as God's purge against our sins, even the sins of the new year. Here we have another opportunity to interact honestly and openly with our God. How important it is that we acknowledge realistically the challenges and following through on what we have prayed, what we have asked for in this psalm. But how important it is to also acknowledge God's willingness to to answer this prayer in every way, despite us and our sins. Then get ready. Get ready for 2016 to be a year in which you look for and count on God's answering this prayer in full. Be his fully engaged partner in accounting for and managing your time, God's gift to you, to his glory, and for your growing joy. Amen.